the stone circles and their purpose and use.
I, my dear friend, am always amazed by you human beings. I am always amazed, I use that word lightly, at what you find so interesting in time gone by. But firstly, let me say this to you. Mankind has always been inquisitive about the planet upon which he lives. We have discussed on many occasions different topics that have interested you. And I have always been pleased to answer any questions that you may have had. Firstly, let me gently remind you, my dear friends, of my words, that much is still to be discovered. And those words came to you early in our acquaintance. Yes. And I am sure that as time has continued, you have found those words to be true.
We have
indeed. Yes. When you speak of these great stones, as they are referred to by you, good people, let me just remind you that the appearance of these many stones happened at a time before your known Christianity.
Yes.
Again, I will remind you how young that religion is in the table of time. Those people who were surviving at the time before Christianity were, how do I say without offense, many illiterate people, poor people, people who were easily swayed, people who were taken in a great degree into slavery. And I know you know that many souls were used in the creation of these stones. I will tell you, my dear friends, that there are many more which will be on earth and will become part of your history. I do not know if you remember my words that these stones throughout your world were helped by others, not only builders and slaves, but by those people who came to visit your planet,
yes,
whose knowledge was much greater.
Yes, who were versed in our spiritual methods.
Yes. That, of course, is something which would be frowned upon even in today's society. Because that knowledge, which is not understood by many, would just seem to be impossible. Of course, there are structures which were only man-built, but the larger, greater structures were done with help. Why all around your world are these stones appearing? Because within many thousands of years of Earth history, mankind's religion was much more simplified. Many, many of these structures were offerings and used by the people in the hope that they would be blessed by the gods of their time. We have discussed how time was used with these stones in your own country, have we not?
Yes.
Because remember, many people worshipped the elements. They worshipped the sun, the moon, the wind, the earth, all natural substances of your planet. They were the gods and religions of the time. Do you understand?
Yes.
Because without that understanding, there would appear to be no purpose for these stones.
I believe there was an energy connection as well. Avebury, for example, is built at the center of the major ley line that runs through the country.
Yes. Yes. But what you call ley lines to the people of that time was just a natural energy.
Yes.
It had no name. But the people, or mainly the people who were involved in the construction, realized and utilized these energies. All of this energy would have been worshipped by those creators because they were helped and given the knowledge that was necessary for the creation of these areas of stone.
Those visitors you said that came and helped with the stones, why would they have wanted to have built them? Did they also worship the elements?
They would have used these as if you take today, if you have one of your airplanes, you look for what you call a runway.
Yes.
These stones were used for a purpose. They were used for the time of the sun and the moon in order that these people could come to you, to your earth.
Yes, so the...
And teach.
Yes. So the energy associated would have helped in the arrival of spaceships.
Yes, of course. Yes.
With the Earth, sorry.
It is much more widely known in those days long gone that other creatures existed from other planets, from other times, and their superior knowledge would have been used to help mankind in his religion, as you call it, in the worship of the sun, the moon, the earth, and of course, what is the earth if not the storm upon the earth?
So did they use that, those stone circles, so that they could come and visit us, but why, what was their purpose of visiting us? Just simply to make contact?
Of course, their knowledge was greater and always has been. Your Earth planet is very young as far as creation and time goes. In the same way as your Christian religion is young in the table of religion.
Yes, then, with go back to the stone circle complex, there is a radiocarbon dating for that one. I think it is 12,000 BC.
I tell you, no, it is slightly younger. Yes.
Younger. Yes.
Or older, how would you say? Longer in time.
Oh, goes back a little further.
Yes, yes, yes.
I was wondering if the people on Earth would have looked on the visitors as some
quite happily accept those of superior knowledge. Yes. And at that time, they would have come to them in the same physical form.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they wouldn't have been frightened, the Earth people?
Of course not. No, because it was much more natural then.
Yeah.
It is only as time has progressed and man has allowed his thinking to become blurred and altered, that the fear has crept in and allowed mankind to be fearful of life, fearful of natural energy, fearful of so many things.
Perhaps this is why some of the circles seem to have been deliberately earthed over.
Yes. There I have to explain this a little to you. There comes a time in man's evolving when mankind becomes neglectful of the true purpose of his life. There comes fear. There becomes envious feelings for his brother in life. And those who helped to create felt that the time was not right for true explanations. And that is why, as you have mentioned now, the discovery of another circle or stones, the time now, the time since I came to you, is the time for reopening knowledge, for allowing mankind in all his education, in all his understanding, in all his creativity with modern science to rediscover the truth and why these things existed. Mankind is becoming more open-minded, more accepting of what was and what is to come.
Yes, that is much appreciated, that the movement is now in that direction.
And do not forget that in this day and age of your existence, you have been given the knowledge to look into any parts of your world's history, to find these things, to understand for yourselves. And do not forget, you have free will to either accept or decline the facts that are placed before you. That is my wish for you. It is better, my dear friends, that each one of you takes the information placed before you, that you dissect that information, and then you come to the conclusion that sits most comfortably with you. In that way, you can then move forward to new areas of discovery. But what I would say to you, my dear friends, what is more important to you? Although your history is rich and you try to understand your world in past times, I would say to you that those times are past. I would say to you, look forward. Look to what you can achieve. Be as those visitors, those many years ago. Be the ones of knowledge and understanding. Be the emissaries of spirits that you have already become, and take forward that knowledge.
Yes, it almost gives us an impetus to go forward,
yes.
to know of these matters in the past,
yes.
and to know that Earth has received the visitors, and the stone circles in some measure are evidence that yes. this has happened, and this can this, I'm sure, can help us all to move forward with that knowledge.
Yes. Take it as your evidence of existence, as you would any structure of the past that remains. It is part of time gone by, although it always will be. But you have been given from our world the knowledge and the detail, if you so desire. But do not allow yourselves to become trapped by what has gone before. History is part of your world, but it is only a very small part. Yes. You should be looking forward.
Yes.
But as I have said to you, it is up to each and every one of you, because of your free will.
Yes, a number of scientists have looked at cycles and have worked out that there is the calendar and
yes.
bodies in the universe connection, but they've been most reluctant on the whole to make the other connection with them, with visitors from elsewhere.
Yes, and that will take some time to change. But for those of you with open minds and hearts, then you have to accept that it is proof of their part in your world.
Yes.
Going back to those visitors, you said that they came in, came back in the human form. Did they change into the human form when they arrived, or are they of a sort of similar form anyway, these visitors?
Because of their knowledge, they are able or were able to transmute their appearance.
Yes.
In the same way as the angelic beings in our world can also do that. There, it is a race that was able to do this in order to do the work that was necessary.
So are they no longer in existence, that particular race?
That particular type of person would not be inhabiting human form in this time of your existence, no.
So if we were to have visitors, or we do have visitors, I know now, but if they were to show themselves...
As they are.
They wouldn't change anymore.
No, they could not change.
No. All right, thank you.
You are speaking of quite a progressive part of your history. At that time, many things were happening.
Mm.
But, of course, the people in your worlds so long ago, before your Christianity, did not have the intellect to do much thinking for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, in times gone by, many races have drawn pictures in rock.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the importance of the stone and the rocks of your world. It has many uses. And that is partly why, because it could be seen from so far by so many, not only for the visitors, but for their worship. But they were people of poor intellect. You must remember that.
Poor intellect, but unafraid.
Unafraid, because it was natural to them. There was no one to say, that cannot be happening, because they could sense and feel for themselves.
Yes, that they would have sensed and felt more strongly than many today, perhaps.
Yes, although I say they were not of great intelligence. In fact, they were much closer to their own spiritual selves. Yes, of course.
And because we have moved away a little bit from our knowing our spiritual selves, has that put some of the visitors that we might otherwise have had, has it put them off coming here?
There will always be those who are interested in your planet. Only in as much as they feel they need to help you. Yes.
Yes.
You know very little, actually.
And these people, if they do come, they would be able to help us, would they? They'd like to help us, but can they help us?
They could inspire and help you, yes. That would be their purpose.
But today they would not be relying on stone circles to assist their travel.
No, because they have progressed onwards from that.
They have progressed, yes.
Yes, their entry into your world has changed. Yes, as all things, it has to evolve in the same way as you have evolved over many thousands of years.
Yes, so it's almost as if the stone circles are a piece of obsolete machinery.
Only in as much as they are part of your planet's history.
Yes.
As are the pyramids, because they were used for, for space travel, and that probably wouldn't be any use anymore either.
They are younger in age. But that explains why there are so many stones all over your world, not just in one country or one place.
Yes, they're not always in circles either.
No. That would depend so often on the sun, the moon, and the elements.
Yes.
Remember too, they all were places of worship. So you would have that diversity of shape.
And some people believe that the stones give healing. But would that be the energy from the stones?
All things have energy. It is a myth to say things do not have energy. Everything on your earth is energy. Some more dense than others, of course, and your stones and rocks are dense energy.
They say that the going to Stonehenge, that the rocks actually came from Wales, I think it was, which was quite a distance.
Yes.
So that was probably helped by the later visitors.
Yeah. Yes, they would have chosen where to excavate for all of these things. Mm. They would have been inspired also, and there would have been many, many men who would have been used for this purpose. And all the technology of that age would be used.
Would they have used dematerialization?
Well, that is the purpose of the visitors, to help. Yes, that, as I have said at the beginning, would be the part that your historians or scientists today, that would be the part of the construction that they would find difficult to believe.
I'm sure they would.
But I assure you, it took place. It was easy for those people who had that knowledge to help in that way.
Mm. It seems an enormously long way to bring those huge stones overland.
Yes.
Mm. When you think what we've lost.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm. And I think you're right in saying that the Avebury Circle at the center of the energy line.
Yes.
The earth energy would have been greater at certain times of the year. And many people would have congregated there. Utilized that energy probably for their well-being.
Yes. Yes, that is why these places were used not only as places of what today you call religion, but also places of sacrifice to their own gods. Yes, they would use all these energies, and within a circle, or as near as possible to a circle, anything that connects is indeed a circle, whether it is of a circular shape, would create stronger energies. And you do have to try to understand that the forces within these stones do indeed create much stronger energy, and that is what the people could feel.
Yes.
People in your world today can also feel these energies,
yes.
Can touch these stones and feel the energies. But the people of those earlier times were much more in tune to what was around them. Mm. Yes.
So the stones would be like a point of focus for the energy, bringing it together,
yes.
And concentrating.
In the same way as people today in your Christian religion would use their crucifix to feel some energy. For from it, or that they in their churches today feel the energy of their priests or vicars or rabbis. It is in an enclosed space. Can you not see the correlation between your churches and temples today, where people are gathered together in a small space, and how that energy rises, especially when they sing? This is the energy the people could feel within the stone circles when they worshipped, when it was used for their worship. They could feel the energy from the rocks and the stones and the ground upon which they walked.
They would feel uplifted, probably.
Yes.
Yes.
I am sure each one of you within this room has walked upon the grass or the earth of your planet and felt great upliftment. Have you not?
Yeah.
Yes.
That is why you find your young children like to run and feel the energy from the bottom of their feet. Although they do not understand it as such, that is what is happening. They are absorbing the energy of the earth.
Yes, that's an interesting analogy between the church and the stone circle.
Yes, it is just a different time. Yeah. Has that helped you in your understanding a little?
Yes, that's most interesting, and I'm sure there'll be many who will read this on the website and find it of great interest. And
but as I have said to you, there is more to be uncovered, and it will. And I have to say that in this time of your evolution, there is no greater time than now for mankind to at last understand himself.
But as you say, we should see this as a device for helping us to look forward.
Yes. It is the proof of time gone by, of course, and you will be interested. But, my dear friends, please do look forward. Look to what you can achieve today. And who knows? Perhaps in another 10,000 of your earthly years, people of the earth will look back to this time and say, it was an era of new beginnings.
Yes. And as you very heavily imply, there's a huge gulf between the consciousness of then and the consciousness now.
Yes. There should be no reason for you all to be filled in and kept to be discovered, because you do have that free will now, and you have the ability, you have the knowledge to take it to others, to spread what you know and feel to be true. We can ask no more of you, my dear friends, other than you be true to yourself, and that is spirit. You are spirit, and you must always remember this. And now, I feel for this time, I will take my leave of you. I hope that you take something from these words this time.
I was going to say, as ever, we have much to think on.
Yes.
And much to present to others.
And
we're most grateful.
No, I wanted to say to you all that it brings great joy to us when we know and listen and see how much good work that each one of you does in the name of Spirit.
Well, we thank you for all the words you've given us so that we can do this.